Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
And I am Ryan Newman.
All right, before we get to question four to preview the 2021 season, be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at CFB Bros. We need some more clout there, Ryan. I just feel like we don't have enough clout. The clout that we deserve.
Sure. You usually carry a lot of clout with you, so.
I don't even know what that means, but.
Neither do I.
I'll take it as a compliment. All right, question four of our preview season. Good banter there, Ryan. We're ready to go here.
Yes.
Who is the biggest threat to Boise State in the Mountain West? And I do realize that they did not win the conference last year.
Yeah.
San Jose State did, but Boise State still the heavy favorite, at least betting favorite, headed into 2021. They do lose Brian Harsin, their head coach, to Auburn. Andy Avalos, the defensive coordinator from Oregon, returning home to become the head coach. But, you know, with how consistent they've been the past 20 years, I don't worry too much about a coaching change like this. I think they'll be able to hit the ground running. Biggest story headed into the season is the quarterback battle, because they've got Hank Bachmeier. You know, he was four-star recruit by Boise State a couple years ago, and he's dealt with injuries, just hasn't quite broken out. Like, he's been solid, but not spectacular. And so Jack Sears, the transfer from USC, who in very limited action last year was extremely impressive. Whoever wins that battle is I think going to be good. So that's the good news. You've got two pretty good options. And they've got good skill talent around them. George Halani back at running back, and especially Khalil Shakir.
Well, Halani missed practically all of last year, so that's a big bounce back for them.
Yeah, exactly. And I trust Andy Avalos with an experienced defense. So, it's a very solid team.
Yeah, I think the surprising thing about Boise last year is they led the conference in scoring, yet they couldn't run the ball. It was their worst rushing output that they've had in decades. Now, the offensive line just had some struggles making some holes. And, of course, George Halani, their 1,000-yard rusher from a couple years back, wasn't there. So that was kind of hurt them a lot. But this year, you know, with all those returning production starters coming back up front, George Halani going back, Khalil Shakir, a consistent QB. Hopefully one of those guys just steps up and stays consistent throughout the year. But, I mean, for a team that seemed to when we were watching Boise last year, you're used to just them being like just a machine. It almost seemed like they were struggling, but they were still putting up pretty good numbers. So that's why they're Boise's. But, yeah, the offense should be good.
And the other thing is they were second to last in the country in terms of takeaways per game. They just did not generate turnovers defensively. That's going to improve. That is bound to improve. So let's break down the biggest threats here in no particular order. I'll start us out with Wyoming. And, you know, they are the first, the only threat that we're going to go through on this list that is in the Mountain Division, because that is certainly, apart from Boise, the easier side. Wyoming was 2-4 last year, but they were 0-3 in one score games. And they are second in the nation in returning production. So, and that doesn't even count a few defensive players they had up front that sat out last year that are coming back. So the defense is going to be very good. The passing game needs to take a step forward. It's been bad for years. They're getting Sean Chambers back from injury to battle against Levi Williams, the freshman who started last year. So we'll see. Honestly, I'm not super optimistic, but Craig Bull he needs to find an offense.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, at least they'll be able to run the ball a little bit. But
They need Josh Allen back. Not that he lit it up, really, statistically.
<I know. laughs> All right, moving on here to the next one. Next threat to Boise is Fresno State. They went 3-3 last year. Some couple of close losses. But they got, seems like we're saying this for a lot of folks, a lot of returning starters. 18 of them, to be exact, for Fresno. Last year they went 3-3, but they were definitely a notch below some of the teams like Nevada, Boise, and San Jose. They weren't quite at that level. Worry about with them is they can't run the ball. Last year they really struggled, and they can't stop the run very well on defense either. So to me, that was a little tough. I do like Jake Haner at quarterback, the former UW transfer. I do like Kalen DeBoer as the head coach. I think he's good job. He'll do a great job with that offense. Me personally, though, I just don't see them as being the biggest threat. Even though they have a lot of production, they should be a decent team. I just don't think this is their biggest threat.
Yeah, I agree. Next up, we have San Diego State, and they were 4-2 in conference last year, but they have a little bit more to replace than, it seems like a lot of the G5 teams and a lot of these top contenders do. But defense should be solid as always. That 3-3-5 has remained, even with, of course, with Brady Hoke coming in, replacing Rocky Long. But they did lose three defensive backs to the NFL, so a little question mark there. I think the jump, if they're going to be a contender in the Mountain West, needs to come from the offense. And, kind of similar to Wyoming, that offense they're just not a passing threat. But Lucas Johnson, the transfer from Georgia Tech, he could be the answer there at quarterback. Played a little bit last year before getting hurt. That's the kind of issue with him. So if he can stay healthy, he's a good option. They also added a four-star, Jalen Maiden, from Mississippi State. So that's a good transfer. They got Tyrell Shavers, a receiver transfer from Mississippi State as well. Originally was an Alabama recruit. So, they're bringing in some talent. Brady Hoke is doing his best trying to get that offense to, be a real threat. We'll see. I mean, I think they'll improve, but I don't think enough to be certainly not the biggest threat to Boise.
Yep. Agreed. All right. Let's move on to the team who won it last year. Mm-hmm. San Jose State, the Spartans. This team, everything's setting up pretty darn well for them, considering they have 20 returning starters coming back. They just lose two. However, as I was telling Michael before the podcast, they're two very good starters. They're two leading receivers in Trey Walker and Bailey Gaither. They were awesome last year. And if you watch San Jose State, you could see last year that passing offense is what carried them. There was no doubt about it. They were top 20 in the country in passing yards. So, they couldn't really run the ball all that well. It was Nick Starkle throwing to Gaither and Walker that got them so many wins. And, the defense, though, I'll say, was actually pretty darn good. It's a little surprising for San Jose State, but they had a good defense led by Cade Hall, the defensive end who had 10 sacks last year. So they don't lose a single player from that side of the defense. So they're up there for maybe having one of the best defenses in the conference. So I do think last year was kind of a magical year for them, and I do think those two huge losses at receiver will actually hurt them, and their offense will take a step back. So San Jose State is not the biggest threat in my eyes to Boise.
All right. Well, we only have one more team to go through here, so I guess we're both saying that they are the biggest threat. Yep. It is Nevada. They were 7-2 last year, and they are fifth in the nation in returning production. So to answer the question for the episode, we both think they're the biggest threat. Yeah. And the reason is, the biggest reason is Carson Strong, their quarterback. He's a potential, first-round NFL draft pick, had a monster year last year. I think he could one-up that this season because his top receiver from 2020, Romeo Dubs, who had 1,000 yards in a shortened season, is back. His top receiver from 2019, who was injured last year, Elijah Cooks, is back. One of the best tight ends in the country, Cole Turner, also back. So the defense is starting 11 seniors. Like, this team is good. I don't think they are that far behind Boise State,
if at all.
You could argue it.
Maybe they're ahead. I mean, we don't know exactly what we're going to get from Boise with QBU is a new coach. So Nevada's kind of starting from, a good spot here. So we agree. Nevada's definitely the biggest threat to Boise. But what about Michael, you kind of threw I didn't know you were going to go with Wyoming as a threat. I thought they were going to be more of a dark horse kind of.
Yeah, I threw them in. I didn't even give you a warning on that. I decided let's throw them in as a threat because they're the only other one in Boise's side of the division. Okay, so you had them as your dark
Wyoming
horse.
I give you credit. I agree. Wyoming was going to be my dark horse, but because like last year they went 2-4, but overtime loss to Nevada, and then a close loss to Boise. So they were not that far off from the top group. So outside of those guys, I mean, we've said six teams we've touched on.
So, yeah. I'll throw up the odds on the screen right now, the DraftKings odds for the Mountain West Championship. And Boise State is a big favorite at -110, whereas Nevada and San Jose State are +450 and +500. But again, as we talked about with Louisiana's odds in the Sun Belt, that is more reflective. It's not necessarily saying that Boise State is light years ahead of those two teams. Part of the reason is that those two teams are on the same side of the division. Boise has a much easier path to to the Mountain West Championship. As far as dark horses, for me, Air Force is another one. They had a ton of opt-outs last year, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and they were still pretty good teams. So they're, I don't know quite what to expect from them, but I'm not ruling them out.
And the other dark horse, it could be Hawaii. They have a ton of people coming back. Their offense could be pretty productive. So that's, I mean, that division, that side of the division, I guess it's the West division, is pretty darn good. I mean, you got Hawaii, San Diego State, Fresno, San Jose, Nevada. I mean, it's a good, the only bad team's UNLV. So that's definitely why Boise is such a big favorite for the overall conference, because they have, you know, probably three of maybe the worst teams in the Mountain West.
All right, so to answer the question, Nevada, the biggest threat, should be fun. Should be a fun season in the Mountain West. So thanks for watching the College Football Bros. Tomorrow, we are going to discuss the top Heisman candidates from the Group of Five. So be sure you're subscribed here on YouTube and your podcast app. Give us a thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube. Leave a comment with your thoughts. Who do you think? San Jose State, Nevada, some other dark horse is the biggest threat? Let us know. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.